Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you for very interesting and insightful presentations about this very important part of the work of the UNEC and the section. The data sets that have been curated by the forestry and timber section for several decades are of really high importance, both for historical reasons, to analyze trends in forest products and markets, as well as the basis for current analysis and forecasts. And the lack of funds in this area can lead to losing this valuable resource and hinder the current reporting processes in this area. This is my personal perception of the situation. And this looks like a systemic problem that would be good if it could be addressed somehow. I've participated in the joint working party and coffee meetings for many years, and this topic has been touched regularly, however, without a satisfactory resolution so far. I find this proposal of a multi-donor, multi-year project as kind of attractive as an attempt to change something in this increasingly difficult situation. And the technological landscape changes very quickly. New possibilities emerge to process, analyze, and present data. And it would be good if the UNEC, especially the forestry and timber section, could use them for the benefit of various stakeholders and recipients. If such a proposal were to be followed, I would suggest including in the project not only data collection and curation, but also a consistent approach to publish this information and all other results of the work of the section, by which I mean tools, software, and resources needed to create and maintain communication channels. Publishing the forest information, especially this question of maintenance in time, I find it really important because it's easy to create a service, create something, but then the real value of the solution is in keeping it alive and up to date. So such a comprehensive approach to the issue of information management could be more attractive to potential donors, in my opinion. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.